Speaking of fun, New York Giants. Their name fits them perfectly as you look at them on tape. They're gigantic. I mean, the personnel is big, downhill physical players. We'll be challenged with respect to in all phases, but in our coverage with the Harris kid. I mean, he's to be quite honest with you, he reminds me of a young Josh Cribbs. He's going to bring the ball out. If it doesn't go out of the back of the end zone, it's coming out. He takes chances as a punt returner. And then you see him playing gunner, making plays. You see him on the kickoff, running down, making tackles. I mean, he does. He wears number 17. If he was wearing 16, he would look like a young Josh Cribbs. So we've got our hands full, but we're going to keep concentrating on our guys and trying to get them better and let the chips fall where they may. With that, I'll answer any questions.
Because last week, I think it was the record for missed extra points, right,
yeah.
In the league.
12 of them.
Yeah. I mean, I know the rule has a lot to do with it, but are you noticing anything else? What's going on?
No, to be honest, I think just all across the country, the wind was, I mean, she was blowing. I said if you're worried about your hair, you shouldn't come to the game, and I think that was probably at a lot of stadiums. And I think that was just kind of a culmination of that. And I'll be honest with you. I mean, everyone says extra point, and everyone kind of, oh, they missed an extra point. It's not an extra point. It's an extra field goal. You know, if a guy misses a 33-yard field goal, you say, well, he missed a 33-yard field goal. But when he misses an extra point, everyone goes, whoa, an extra point? No, extra field goal. But, no, it's kind of a freak day, really.
Is it eye-opening for Cody at all?
No, I'm going to tell you, because when we played Philadelphia, and he's been a cold weather kicker coming, you know, out of that division. When we played Philadelphia the first game of the year, and you walked their stadium, it has a unique wind pattern. At one end, you feel like it's going one way, and the other end, it feels totally different. You can't figure it out. Our place, I mean, it was blowing hard, but I thought, in my opinion, it was somewhat consistent. At least you knew where it was blowing. And I think that it was just, you know, it was just kind of one of those days. He's ready for it. He'll bounce back this week. Have a good week.
With your kickoff returns, I don't know. I mean, are you frustrated that you haven't been able to get kind of anything, you know, when the big kick?
No, I am. I mean, I'm frustrated from, yeah, to be honest, because we've always hung our hat on being a return team, and we're still going to do that, and the guys are working hard. I'm still seeing signs. To be quite honest with you, haven't had a lot of opportunities. You know, the balls are going out of the end zone, you know, and, you know, they hit I think those were really mishits on those squibs, and that disrupts some things. Those kicks there, you're hoping to get it past the 20, and we did a decent job there, but just with regards to coming out and pressing the coverage, we haven't had a lot of opportunities there. Hopefully we will here in these last few games, you know, as the weather changes.
Chris, you've been around this team for so long. What role have you played in trying to keep guys' heads in it at 0-11 and, you know, maybe talking to some of the veterans, some of the young guys? What's your role been in this?
Well, my role is, to be honest with you, I'm just doing my job and trying to coach them the best of my ability, see if we're getting better, and challenge them that way. I think as a coach, as a teacher, you're always trying to challenge your students to make them better. And there's not one guy that doesn't want to get better. So in my opinion, it is an easy challenge. At the end of the day, we're all professionals here, and your resume means nothing. Only your tape is the story for you. And as you impress that upon young kids, you say, hey, you got to put good tape there. You have to play well. You have to keep getting better. And we have really good guys in the building that have accepted that challenge. Coach has led us all the way, and I know we haven't seen the results in the win column, but in my area I see some players playing better when you study the tape, and that excites me. So that's what keeps you going, you know, because there's once they get to a certain level, you want to challenge them, take them to another level, and that's what we're doing.
I mean, you've watched these fans come out to the stadium week after week, crazy weather, you know, losing. What appreciation do you have for that?
our fans are unbelievable, and I know that it's frustrating. I get that because obviously we want to win and we plan on winning. We're going to win. I believe that. There's no doubt about it. But the as I've always stated, the fans of Northeast Ohio, I feel like I'm Northeast Ohio now. They're tough. They're gritty. They just keep coming back, and I think that's the mark of them. It's going to be the mark of our team that we're just going to keep. We'll grind through it, and when we get to the wall, we'll pull ourselves over the wall, and we'll win. And I believe that's going to take place.
And do you feel like any of your young guys have hit the rookie wall yet?
I don't. You know, there's guys that, you know, as thinking about the young guys is to answer your question. You know, Schobert last week played real well in our area. Knockdowns, holding people up the line of scrimmage. Antonio had one return for 7 yards, and here comes Schobert filling his lane just like he's supposed to do, and doing those are the things that I see that I'm impressed with. If they were hitting the wall, that I don't think you see those things. They like playing football, and they'll keep going.